Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
President Franklin Roosevelt, after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, which brought the U.S. into World War II, today the city and the nation are marking 78 years since the attack. At the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, President Susan Marinov-Zausner tells 1010 Winds they have some very special guests for the wreath laying in the Hudson River.
It's really an incredible moment here. We're going to have two survivors, and we will have four families of survivors as well, but they have passed away since. And we just have a very poignant ceremony where it's a place to come to remember that moment and that time in history for all of us.
The ceremony's at 11 a.m. In Washington, D.C., there is a ceremony at the Navy Memorial this afternoon. At Pearl Harbor itself, thousands of people are expected for the annual ceremonies marking the day. They're still out there. Police are asking for help finding the violent muggers who attacked a pair of Israeli tourists at a Brooklyn subway stop. It happened just after midnight Thursday. The two women got off the F train at the Midwood stop. A man and a woman just set on them. After about 5 minutes, the muggers beat and tased the women. At one point, a passerby approached. The woman suspect stopped for a minute, then went right back to beating one of the victims. The robbers ultimately got away with the women's phones and wallets. The tourists were treated at the hospital for cuts and bruises, ultimately flew back to Israel. Police have released the surveillance video. It'll soon be up at 1010winds.com. They urge anyone with info to call Crime Stoppers. The City Board of Ed has closed 12 classrooms for lead abatement. The rooms are in 7 different schools in 4 boroughs. They've been incorrectly categorized as not having lead paint. The kids were relocated to other spaces in their buildings yesterday. Protective paint coats applied. The work's planned for the weekend. DOE says it's an unacceptable error, and they're doing an investigation to make sure it doesn't happen again. They say they have let kids' families know what happened. The students are expected back in their classrooms on Monday. Department found lead in more than 900 classrooms and remediated them over the summer. A female police commander has been named to lead the Counterterrorism Bureau. Deputy Chief Martine Matarazzo promoted to assistant chief. She will take over for the retiring Chief James Waters. Her promotion is one of more than a dozen moves announced by new Commissioner Dermot Shea. He's following tradition by reshuffling his command structure. He's also making some major moves toward diversity, naming Rodney Harrison as the first African-American chief of detectives, and Fausto Picardo, who emigrated from the Dominican Republic as a child, to be chief of patrol. Matarazzo, the daughter of retired Chief Alfred Matarazzo, was leading Manhattan North detectives before Shea promoted her. Three men face charges in a dogfighting ring in Manhattan and the Bronx. Authorities say Evans Hustle Fuentes, Edward Big Mike Johnson, and Benito Gittens abused dozens of dogs between September 2018 and October 2019. Manhattan DA says that ring turned up during an investigation of an ID theft operation. Dozens of dogs were taken, along with dog treadmills, sticks, and weighted vests and collars. Gary Coos, the lawyer for Fuentes, says
he's entered a plea of not guilty. It's set for a hearing on the 16th concerning forfeiture of the dogs.
Two men are set for other pled not guilty as well. A fourth man faces charges in the dogfighting and a major drug ring and has not yet been arraigned. Amazon is adding jobs in the city, and some of the key players in last year's controversy over that proposed HQ in Queens are crowing about it. New York Times says Amazon's bringing more than 1,500 employees to a building near Hudson Yards. The move does not qualify for any of the tax credits and incentives the city offered for that huge campus in Long Island City. Opponents of that project, like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are offering some I-told-you-sos. AOC tweeted, Amazon is coming to NYC anyway, with a picture of herself sitting on a couch waiting for the haters to apologize. State Senator Michael Gianaris tells 1010 Winds.
Many of us believed from the very beginning that Amazon was coming to New York. They always were going to come to New York, and they still are coming to New York. And they did not need $3 billion in public subsidies to do it.
Gianaris says the city is where the talent is. One last guilty plea in that GoFundMe scam involving a homeless veteran and a New Jersey couple.
The homeless vet who lied about giving a couple his last $20 when they ran out of gas in Philly already pleaded guilty and is in a drug treatment program. Caitlin McClure pleaded guilty in April to theft by deception and will serve a 4-year sentence. Well, yesterday, her ex-boyfriend pleaded guilty to a similar charge, and he agreed to serve 5 years behind bars. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds.
Somebody took that endless apps thing a little too seriously at a Long Island TGI Fridays. Nassau police say a woman tried to stab an employee when they told her she couldn't have a doggy bag. Happened at a restaurant on Sunrise Highway early Thursday. Police say 32-year-old Skylar Williams walked behind the bar, tried to pick up food, and a worker said no, she couldn't do that. So she grabbed a bottle of liquor and swung at him, then pulled a knife and threatened to stab him with it. She got away for a little while. Police say they found her nearby and, oh yeah, she's facing charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.